The Law of Life. Old Koskush listened greedily. Though his sight had long since faded, his hearing was still acute, and the slightest sound penetrated to the glimmering intelligence which yet abode behind the withered forehead, but which no longer gazed forth upon the things of the world. Ah, that was Sitkumtaha, shrilly anathematizing the dogs as she cuffed and beat them into the harnesses. Sitkumtaha was his daughter's daughter, but she was too busy to waste a thought upon her broken grandfather, sitting alone there in the snow, forlorn and helpless. Camp must be broken. The long trail waited, while the short day refused to linger. Life called her, and the duties of life, not death. And he was very close to death now. The thought made the old man panicky for the moment, and he stretched forth a palsied hand which wandered tremblingly over the small heap of dry wood beside him. Reassured that it was indeed there, his hand returned to the shelter of his mangy furs, and he again fell to listening. The sulky crackling of half-frozen hides told him that the chief's moose-skin lodge had been struck, and even then was being rammed and jammed into portable compass. The chief was his son, stalwart and strong, headman of the tribesmen, and a mighty hunter. As the women toiled with the camp luggage, his voice rose, chiding them for their slowness. Old Koskush strained his ears. It was the last time he would hear that voice. There went Jihau's lodge. And Tuscan's. 7, 8, 9. Only the shamans could be still standing. There. They were at work upon it now. He could hear the shaman grunt as he piled it on the sled. A child whimpered, and a woman soothed it with soft crooning gutturals. Little Kuti, the old man thought. A fretful child, and not overstrong. It would die soon, perhaps, and they would burn a hole through the frozen tundra and pile rocks above to keep the wolverines away. Well, what did it matter? A few years at best, and as many an empty belly as a full one. And in the end, death waited, ever hungry and hungriest of them all. What was that? Oh. The men lashing the sleds and drawing tight the thongs. He listened. Who would listen no more? The whiplashes snarled and bit among the dogs. Hear them whine. How they hated the work and the trail. They were off. Sled after sled churned slowly away into the silence. They were gone. They had passed out of his life, and he faced the last bitter hour alone.